Hello, I'm Carla. I'm calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the economic situation has affected you and your household. So in this case, let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, townhome, apartment, or mobile home?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, is your home a single-family home, townhome, apartment, or mobile home?
This is a family home, single family home.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you own or rent your home?
We pay it by the month.
Okay, but is it rented or you own it?
No, we own it.
Okay, thank you. And if you know, please tell me what year was your house built?
I don't know.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
All my life.
Okay, and can I have a full number, please?
What is this for?
Well, this is a survey pretty much to know the residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, and, of course, to know how the current economic situation has affected you and your household because of the hurricanes.
772-812-2926.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, but can I have the exact years of... How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
I've been in Florida all my life.
Yes, of course, but I need to write a number. I'm sorry.
You need to what?
I need to write a number here.
Now you're trying to figure out how old I am, huh? 75.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, a Category 2 hurricane, Hurricane 3, 4, or 5?
Been in all of them.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. And by any chance, can you tell me the name or at least the year of the ones you remember?
What?
Can you tell me the name of the years of the hurricanes or the tropical storms?
Oh, I don't know that.
Okay, no worries. Let me just enter that information here. One moment, please. Okay, thank you. And have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. What was the estimated damage in dollar? Do you remember?
No.
Okay, no worries. Thank you so much.
That one right here. That's when we were staying in Miami sometimes.
Oh, okay, I see. Well, thank you so much for that information. Next question. Can you tell me what were the primary issues of damage to your home? Was it the debris in the wind breaking the windows, the wind damaging the roof?
The roof, the windows.
Uh-huh. What about flooding?
And the house, the building.
Oh, okay. What about trees falling in your house?
We had no trees falling on.
Okay.
We had to repaint the whole house. Damage up against it.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me just take notes here. Okay, thank you so much for that. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
What?
How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane, related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Extremely.
Okay, thank you for that. And if a serious hurricane threatens your home, how would you prepare?
Put up shelters.
I'm sorry?
Put the shelters up.
Well, the options are, for example, put hurricane shelters, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home or relative, friend in the area, or I will not make any preparations since my home is already prepared.
I'll put up shelters and things and get ready for it.
Okay, thank you so much. Any other option you would like to select?
Huh?
Any other option that you would like to select here? Or that is that it?
That's it. I'll put up shelters in there. Put up my shelters.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. And when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Let me read the options for you. When a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours.
36.
36, thank you. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
So certain.
I'm sorry, you said. Can you repeat that for me?
Can you say so certain?
Well, the options are very certain, somewhat certain, and not certain at all.
Very certain.
Okay, thank you so much. And please select your top three sources of information. The options are internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp.
Radio and newspaper.
Okay, thank you so much. I will need to select one more. Which one will you choose? Internet sources or other than social media, TV, friends and families, social media, WhatsApp?
Internet be the fastest.
Okay, thank you so much. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared, to 5, being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
1.
Okay, thank you so much. And have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare from a hurricane or a storm? Let me read the options for you. Cost of housing, cost of food and other essentials, cost of childcare, property taxes, transportation costs, loss of income over employment, or cost of insurance, or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness.
What the first one was?
The first one was cost of housing.
Okay, then that's it.
Okay, thank you so much. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Yeah.
Okay, is it just for the flood zone or evacuation zone or both?
Just the flood.
Just the flood, you said? I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. What is the letter designation for the flood zone? A is high flood risk, B moderate, and C low risk.
I don't understand what you just said.
Oh, no worries. Let me read the question again. What is the letter designation for the flood zone? Do you know? The options are A, high flood risk, B, moderate, or C, low risk.
It's B.
Okay, thank you so much. And when would you evacuate? Let me read the options for you. If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. A hurricane warning is issued, the conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours. If an emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never.
If they order you to go?
Yes, that is one of the options.
Yeah, if they order you to get out, that's when we leave.
Okay, thank you so much. And if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? Let me read the options for you. To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby family or friend, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you will not leave under any circumstances.
Well, I guess we have to go to the next shelter.
Okay, thank you so much. And how many vehicles are available in your household?
Two.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is the dollar amount deductible in your home insurance policy?
What?
What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Oh, no.
Oh, you don't know that information?
I don't know what the what the deductible is.
Yes, if you know the amount in dollars of the deductible of your home insurance policy.
No.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. And next question. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? The options are, I am certain I could come up with the full $2,000. I could probably come up with $2,000. I could probably not come up with $2,000. I'm certain I could not come up with $2,000. Yes, well, those are the options available.
I'm probably
Okay, thank you so much. Next question. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? The options are decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, or increased significantly?
Number two.
Okay, thank you. What about between in the last 1 to 3 years?
I'll say number two.
Okay, thank you so much. And what about in the last 3 to 5 years?
No, I don't know. It went higher.
Okay.
That's probably before.
Okay. And would you say increased somewhat or increased significantly?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And what about in the last 5 to 10 years?
I don't pay no attention, but it increased a whole lot that time.
Okay, so I'm sorry, so you will say decreased significantly or decreased somewhat?
Yeah.
Significantly, okay. Thank you so much for that. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider, increased amount of deductible, decreased coverage, or other? Or nothing, continue paying the higher rate?
We had to change insurance company.
Okay, thank you so much for that.
Okay, how much more stuff you got now?
I'm sorry?
How much more stuff you got?
Oh yes, well, just probably less than less than 5 minutes. We're just ahead of the half of the survey. So I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, because I got to go.
No worries. I mean, if you like, we can continue with a couple of last questions, or I can always call you back tomorrow.
No, you ain't gonna call me tomorrow because I ain't gonna do nothing on no Sunday. Tomorrow ain't Sunday. Tomorrow, Friday.
Yeah.
Well, you better if you ain't got but a few more questions, I'll stay and do it.
Okay,
you ain't gonna get me tomorrow.
Of course, no problem. Then let's continue.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question: if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? The options are 100%. I want to be insured for the full replacement value. 80%, 60, or less than 60%.
I want to go 100%.
Okay, thank you so much. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing in the current rate or higher? The options are moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I will not move from my home.
I don't want to move from my home.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Will you consider it if your mortgage pays, let me repeat the question. Will you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
What?
Well, let me repeat the question. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Will you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of this level of government should help to reimburse your cost? The options are federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts.
The government, I guess.
I'm sorry, but would you say federal, state, or local government?
Federal.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And on a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced? On a scale from 1 to 5, how confident do you feel about that?
I don't believe they enforced all the way, so I'll say a 4.
Okay, thank you. And what about how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
3.
Thank you. What about the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
5.
Thank you. The new developments take into account flood risk?
5.
Thank you. And that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
5.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. We're just a couple of questions to finish the survey. So the question is, do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property on or your finances will be affected? The options are, yes, I believe it's happening and I will be affected. Yes, I believe it's happening, but I will not be affected. Yes, I believe it's happening, but I don't know if I will be affected, or no, I don't believe it's happening.
Yes, it's happened, but I don't know.
Okay, thank you so much. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund this initiative? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes. Or other?
Others.
Okay. Can you give me an example?
The others would be like senior citizens.
Okay. Citizen. Thank you so much. Okay, one moment. Okay, next question. Most Florida's coastal area have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level. They are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with the storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not concerned at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important for you? The options are, we can select three. The neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and free, insurance rate, float zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to job.
Neighborhood, school, and quietness.
Okay, thank you so much. Quietness. Okay, perfect. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Is that
till
less? I'm sorry?
Till we die.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. And finally, I just have a few general background questions and we'll be finished. Can you please tell me your age again?
75.
Okay, thank you. And what is your gender?
I'm a man.
Thank you so much. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Me and my wife.
Okay, thank you so much. So I believe there's they're no under 12 years old.
No, ain't no under 12 years old stay here.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. And is your wife a 65 years old or older?
My wife's older.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, let me check one question. Next question. What is the highest grade of a school completed by an adult member of your household?
What?
What is the highest grade of a school completed by an adult member of your household?
My wife went to college.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you of Hispanic Latino descent?
What?
Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay, thank you. What racial groups do you identify yourself with? Is that white, black, Asian, or Native American, or other?
Black American.
Okay, thank you. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Thank you. And please tell me which of the income range for your household. Let me read the options for you. Under 20,000, 20 to 30,000, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or over $100,000.
30 to 50.
Okay, thank you. Well, these are all the questions I have for you. Thank you so much for your time. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.